Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. People in Malaysia are being legally classified as Muslims when they're not, with some serious consequences. Then, the Lighthouse helps people who are struggling with addiction find biblical hope for recovering their lives. There's more on that story in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Malaysia, where a new report says Christians are being reclassified as Muslim on their identification documents without consent.
They're legally being changed to become Muslim, so their identity now is Muslim.
That's Floyd Brobel with Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
It's of a more forced conversion through what I would see as administrative manipulation.
Brobel says the agenda is clear, to strategically shift the religious and political landscape toward Sharia law.
So now these Christians who were immune from Islamic courts are now going to have to, because they're considered Muslim, to follow Islamic tradition, Islamic law, and there's no recourse for them.
He says when organizations or governments try to pad the numbers, things fall flat.
Just because these Christians now are going to be classified as Muslim doesn't mean that they're Muslim, either in their heart or in their faith level.
Brobel says the church is still the church and will carry on its work.
Christians will continue to do evangelism, and I think more importantly, living out a biblical worldview.
So please ask God to give Malaysia's believers wisdom. Pray that regardless of the legal outcome, they'll stand firm in their faith and continue to live out and share the gospel. Next, International Media Ministries has begun filming a miniseries about the story of Esther, an ongoing project that has faced setbacks this year due to global unrest. IMM's Denise Godwin says the obstacles are expected.
We are fighting not against flesh and blood, not against economy, but we are fighting to get the good news out. And the enemy will use anything to slow that down, to delay it, to discourage us.
America's dropping dollar has diminished buying power on the filming set in Europe, making this project a journey of faith beyond comfort zones.
It seems like we are on that journey where the floodwaters are in front of us, and yet God is saying, go forward. And we must step in, and he's going to show up.
Godwin asks our listeners, what steps of faith God is asking you to take in your own circumstances?
He shows up in ways we can't think or imagine.
Believers can walk alongside and encourage one another during volatile economic times.
Does the economy dictate our faith? Or does the exchange rate of the dollar dictate our faith? Do government decisions dictate our faith? Or do we listen to God and what he is calling us to do?
So please pray for the IMM filming team and learn more about the Esther Project at missionnews.org. And finally, nearly 20 people in Florida are facing drug trafficking charges as authorities seized over 6 pounds of fentanyl and 4 pounds of cocaine worth more than $1.5 million. Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse says,
anytime we can get drugs off the street is a huge win. Cocaine is coming up from our southern border in droves.
Cocaine is one of the most popular drugs in the United States, second only to marijuana.
Cocaine tends to be a working man's drug. It's popular because it doesn't have the massive side effects like methamphetamine does, and it's not as addictive as heroin. It's estimated that there are 2 million people in the United States that are using cocaine right now at any given time.
The Lighthouse is a 28-bed men's residential program that takes a Christ-centered approach to addiction.
Cocaine, like any other drug, has root issues in the heart. If someone has had a past of abuse or neglect or abandonment, those things have to be addressed in biblical counseling so that they understand their value lies in Christ as a child of God rather than in things of this world.
Learn more about the Lighthouse and what the Bible says about addiction recovery at missionnews.org.
We would love to connect with the audience listening today. And if you know someone who's struggling with addiction, we have resources available for you.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.